Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in Southern New England, where the skies are solid blue, the sun is bright, not too warm, but no rain. No rain for some weeks now. So the stream through my farm is dry. I can see the rocks at the bottom. There are little pools here and there, but nothing flowing. The pond is well down, although the boulder at the bottom in extreme dry conditions in August sometimes is exposed and the turtles climb on it. Well, that is not exposed, but a very dry September. The other side of the world, coming spring, where I'm buying bulbs for autumn planting, Jeremy Zachas is getting ready to tidy up the lawn as the flowers burst out and the snakes come flying. Jeremy, your weather, we've debated it for some weeks. The meteorologists throw their hands up. What has it been this last week? Anything unusual, or the meteorologists are just shaking their heads?
G'day, John. Well, really, the meteorologists, and I feel sorry for them, they are frustrated. They are throwing their hands up in the air, and they just can't figure it out, because we were supposed to have a very nice, warm week. It was supposed to be clear skies. It was going to be light winds, and it was going to be actually very similar to what we normally get for a spring type of entry into summer, I guess you could say, in many ways. But no, instead, we got complete weather chaos. The week started out okay. We did get a couple of days there with beautiful weather and light winds, but then it turned nasty very, very quickly. We got very high winds around about 60 miles per hour coming in from effectively the Pacific Ocean across Sydney here into the Blue Mountains, followed by lots and lots and lots of rain. So really, really heavy rainfalls. And then, to make matters worse, we kind of got an Antarctic blast at the same time, which meant up in Queensland, up in Brisbane, by the end of the week, not only were they getting the high winds, the rain, and then a little bit of hail, they were starting to get what we effectively call mega hail. So these are hailstones that are around about 2 inches in diameter falling across the southern part of Queensland. So this is the Brisbane area, causing all sorts of chaos. So I guess you could say, John, what was supposed to be promised to be a really, really nice week all up and down the eastern seaboard was anything but. And the problem is, too, the meteorologists, they've admitted now a couple of weeks ago that their models are all wrong. Their models can't account for the fact that the oceans are now about 0.1 of a degree, or actually, sorry, 1 degree warmer than they were 20 years ago when these models were written. And they can't account for how the weather cycles actually are affected by that. The poor meteorologists now, when they're trying to make their predictions week to week, they're trying to account for a lot of this chaos, and really what they're doing is relying on their own experience as opposed to relying on the actual computer models themselves to make the calls, and they just can't get it right now. So what's happening and what we're seeing now is a lot of the meteorologists' forecasts, especially for this coming week, much more conservative. So effectively saying that, you know what, there is probably going to be really nice days coming up, but there is still about a 50% chance, or it's roughly even chance, that it could actually rain on many of those days too. So really, John, what I'm saying is that the meteorologists, they can't predict it any more than most of us here just looking on the sidelines can predict it. So all I can say, John, is it's weather chaos and it's continuing.
Let's go to the rest of the continent. North of you, Queensland, Brisbane, is it unusually warm? I know it's always tropical. What are the conditions?
It seems unusually warm for this early, to be honest, and maybe about 3 or 4 degrees. And truth be told, Brisbane is a lot warmer than, say, we are here in Sydney. But we're talking about temperatures that are really up in the 80s and 90s consistently across the day, not cooling down during the nighttime. And then that's been mixed in with a lot of this warmer, dry, moist weather that's coming offshore, and that's really where the rain's generating. But then what happens is that because we do have colder air up in the upper atmosphere right now hitting around the Brisbane area, that's mixing in, and that is exactly what's causing these hailstorms. So on the ground, it is warmer than normal, but in the upper levels, it is a little bit cooler than normal. So this mixture is what's creating this real chaos up north.
And Western Australia, always dry, prey to the Indian Ocean weather. Any changes there?
Well, if you're living up, I guess you could say, in the northwestern part of Western Australia, that's pretty much normal. That's starting to head into the summer dryness, I guess you could say. They were hitting temperatures around about 90 Fahrenheit, so getting up there. But if you do go down to Perth, you're feeling the full force of the Indian Ocean right now. Really high winds coming off the roaring 40s, as they call it, because it's 40 degrees latitude. And basically, there's a really, really heavy wind stream that comes off the Indian Ocean and hits Perth pretty much bang on. But that's also bringing extra rain. And the rain is the bit that you normally don't get right now in Perth. It's normally starting to dry off. So poor old Perth, while they have needed rain because of the drought, they are just not getting the normal summer weather they're expecting. And while, touch wood, they haven't had major flooding yet, Perth is not one of those cities that takes a lot of rain well. They do flood very quickly. So hopefully, as we go forward this week, they'll get less rain, but they're starting to get quite sodden, which means they could be looking at flood emergencies anytime soon.
It's springtime near two. Next week we'll see the change here. So your flowers are blooming, your hay fever is starting, your animals are moving around. Is that correct?
That is correct. Everywhere you go, you hear people sneezing, and it's probably worse this week because we've had those really gusty winds, which means not only do we get the normal pollens from a lot of the pine trees and, say, the Japanese maples, which are really coming out as white, sort of like pollen, I guess, trees, but we're also seeing a lot of grassland seeds as well being picked up. So everybody's getting hay fever, everybody's body's sneezing. But at the same time, too, of course, it's getting warmer. And of course, it means the snakes are coming out as well. So you only have to be on social media to see that around the Sydney area, a lot more snake sightings are coming out, a lot more lizards, too. But we are certainly seeing the animals coming out of their hibernation period and really starting to come out en masse.
Before we go to the reptiles, the kangaroos, do they come out this time or early in the spring in suburbia, or do they stay in the forest?
No, they are too. They're definitely coming out. And I think it's because with this rain, there's a lot more grass out there in suburban areas. So the kangaroo populations, I say this year, are probably a lot bigger than I've seen in recent years. They are coming out much earlier. The weather being just that little bit warmer too, they do come and feed at around about 6:30 in the morning. So you tend to see them all over the place. But they do seem to be out there and really enjoying this earlier, I guess, warmer, wetter start to spring than we normally do. So the kangaroo population, John, it really is out there, and it's good to see, but at the same time frightening because, of course, kangaroos, when they come out near roads, don't have the best road sense, so you've got to be very careful even driving around some of the suburbs here in Sydney.
I was going to ask about that. Are kangaroos are used to the car traffic? Do they acknowledge it, or do they just jump out into the road?
A bit of both. I guess that the main answer is a lot of them do just jump out into the road. They really don't have a lot of road sense. But then you do get, especially, I think it's more in the red kangaroos, or at least that's where I see them. They acknowledge the traffic and they want to fight it. So you can imagine this big 6-foot kangaroo just standing by the side of the road, effectively seeing a car, squaring off at the car, and basically daring the car to come at it. So kangaroos do have an innate fighting sense, and they do try and fight with cars. So if you see a kangaroo squaring off with your car, which I've had a few times in some of the back streets, effectively you just drive slowly around it, and as you get closer, they tend to sort of back down and move away. But kangaroos do actually try and stand up and want to fight cars. So that's why you just have to drive slowly around them. You just expect them to do the unexpected, but they really, really are a pest on the roads.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales, the Friends of History Debating Society, now the Reptiles, and we have a very sad story. This is John Batchelor in southern New England, where the skies will be blue again tomorrow.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these winds are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.